Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound
of Herefordshire and Worcestershire. Elliot Webb at breakfast. BBC. Hereford and Worcester.
Morning. Welcome along to Tuesday. Hope everything is all right with you this morning. It's lovely again. Nice start to the day. Good bit of sunshine around. Things are looking nice, which is excellent. 16th of May, and it's Elliot Webb with you through until 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking about this thing Vicky was just mentioning in the news there. Should we be relying less on migrant workers to pick our fruit? The Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, gave a big speech yesterday. She definitely thinks so, and it's one of those things around here that we do a lot of, fruit growing. So how does it get picked? Is there a labour shortage? And would local people want to pick fruit? We'll look at that. And also, we're on Fuel Watch. Is there a disparity in how much the forecourts are selling their petrol and diesel for? And are we being ripped off, I suppose, is the question. It feels like it, but I don't know. We'll look into that this morning as well.
Hereford and Worcester.
And as always, if you want to get in touch about anything at all you got to do is pick up the phone, give me a call, 0800 121 8181. Or you can drop me a text, 81333. Start with the letters HW and email elliot.webb@bbc.co.uk. 6:05, and we're kicking off with a classic from The Jam. It's a great tune, that, isn't it? Mind you, there weren't many bad tunes The Jam did, to be fair. Going undergrad. To get things off for Tuesday morning on BBC Hereford and Worcester. Yeah, like I said, lovely start to the morning. If you haven't opened your curtains yet, fling them wide and look at the sunshine. There it is. I don't know if it's going to... What's the temperature at the moment? Is it? It's about 7 or 8 degrees at the moment. It's not too bad, because it was lovely yesterday, wasn't it? But that wind was quite chilly. So I think it's a little bit warm today. Well, let's hope so anyway. But yeah, not a bad start, certainly. We're going to have a little look at this morning on the programme. Would you train to become, say, a lorry driver or a fruit picker is another thing that has been suggested? Because according... to the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, we should be doing these jobs ourselves, and it's one way to reduce immigration into the UK.
We need to get overall immigration numbers down, and we mustn't forget how to do things for ourselves. There is no good reason why we can't train up enough truck drivers, butchers, fruit pickers, builders, or welders.
That was a speech that she was giving yesterday to an organisation. There's an organisation called National Conservatives, and they were having a conference yesterday. So it's, getting a lot of the front pages this morning on front of the Metro. Suella's picking time bomb. See what they've done there. Very good. Also, it's on the front of the Daily Express because she talked a lot about... Just all sorts of things, her thoughts, her ideologies, stuff about the future for this country. She says on the front of the Express, this was part of her speech as well, Suella, white people should not feel guilty. The Guardian, though, looking at it this way, Tory MPs tell Braverman, quit the PM pitch and stick to the day job, because a lot of speculation that she's manoeuvring to be the next Conservative leader, whenever that happens, because it seems to happen quite often. So, that was the speech that she was giving yesterday, and it was a conference in London. She says there's no good reason that the UK cannot train its own lorry drivers, butchers or fruit pickers, and she's... she's also said her ultimate aspiration is to reduce net migration. That's the difference between people entering and leaving the UK to below 100,000. It's expected, there's some figures due out, it's expected to be about seven times that number, expected to be over 700,000 this year. And this has been one of the aims of the government. They've said that they're going to get this figure down. But so far, it seems to be going the opposite way. How much do some industries rely on these kind of workers, or on migrant workers? We've been having a look at this. I mean, certainly around here as well, with a lot of farming, it's something we've heard a lot from farmers, that, you know, they struggle to get people to actually pick the produce. So our political reporter, James Pearson, has been out to speak to one of them, to speak to Christine Snell, who runs a soft fruit farm in South Herefordshire.
Aircheckdownloads.com.